such a privilege to bring to you a special topical study on the rapture of the church from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And let's go ahead and read those few verses to get the context of where we're at, and then we'll go ahead and jump right into the study this morning. Beginning in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul writes, "I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Concerning the assembling of the believers, verse 1, we ask you, don't be shaken in your mind or troubled by your spirit, by some word or letter, as if Paul said it came from us, that the day of Jesus had already come. Did you know that today there are some that are saying that right, we're in the tribulation right now? Bible teaching scholars are saying that we're in the tribulation, but Jesus said when that day comes, it will be like no other day that man's ever experienced, a time of travail when two-thirds of the people of the earth will perish. And it says that that time will not come unless a falling away, an apostasia in the Greek, happens first. It says before we're collected together with the Lord in the air, that there's not going to be a great church revival. Churches are going to start emptying, and they're going to fall away from the faith. They're not going to believe in the rapture. They're going to start teaching that the Bible has errors, that Jesus didn't say this. He didn't promise to come back. 2 Peter says the same thing. In the last days, scoffers will come. Where is the promise of his coming? And Jesus is speaking through Paul, and he says, before I gather you, the world is going to fall away from faith. Believers are going to stop believing. Jesus said, when I come to the earth, will I even find faith? It gives you an idea. And then he says, before that happens, it will not come unless the falling away happens, and then the man of sin will be revealed, this Antichrist that you've heard so much about, who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God, and he's going to be worshipped sitting where? In the temple, showing that he's God. See, there's a temple right now that's being, it's actually planned and could be built probably within, they say, 90 days. They could build a new temple, perhaps, in Israel, if the command was given. So during the tribulation, Jesus turns his attention from his church back to the nation of Israel. That's what Daniel was talking about. 490 years are decreed for your city. Right now, don't call this the age of grace, okay? Because every age is the age of grace. God has been graceful, and he will continue to be forever. That's his nature. This is the church age, the age where Jesus is gathering a bride. But you'll discover if you go through Revelation with us that Jesus is going to save many people during the tribulation period. The difference is they're going to lose their heads, and that Christ will command them to be beheaded or to renounce Jesus as Lord. Okay? So now Jesus is going to finish his attention with the church for a time. He's going to turn it back to Israel during this 7 years. And the Old Testament describes this final 7 years as the time of Jacob's trouble. Remember Jacob in the Old Testament? That verse gives you a hint that this is about Israel. It's not about the church. And it's also described as the wrath of the Lamb. How many of you believe that Jesus bled and was tortured and beaten beyond recognition so that you could be forgiven and free, just so that he could put you into the time of 7 years where he's going to pour out his wrath upon the earth? That's totally inconsistent. It makes no sense whatsoever. 1 Thessalonians 5:9, God did not appoint us to orge. Orge means punishment. God has not appointed you to punishment. Why is that? Because your sins were paid for on the cross. Your punishment was put upon Jesus. There is no time of punishment for you. There is no judgment for your sins. They are gone. Revelation 3:10, Jesus, when we go through that study, you'll see he's addressing the churches there, and he gets to the church of Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love. And he says, you guys have a little strength. Ever felt like that? I wonder if I'm a Christian, Lord. I have so little strength, so little faith. And Jesus says, you're the right on church, but you just have a little bit of faith. But here's what's important. You didn't deny my name. You didn't deny my word. In other words, they were teaching God's word and not trying to change it. And because of that, I will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon who? The whole world. It's very clear in the vernacular there that Jesus is talking about the tribulation. Because you have a little strength, and you've not denied sees